The Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection says it has no intention to relocate the Osu Children's Home and does not intend to lease portions of its lands for commercial ventures. The ministry was also emphatic that it had not gone into any discussions with the Minister of Employment and Labour Relations on the lease of the said land. The Deputy Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Dela Sowa, stated this when she appeared before Parliament to answer a question which stood in the name of the MP for Nkrumah Wabieja North, Benito Usubio. The MP wanted to know whether the ministry had gone into any agreement with the private investor CADS Contract and Services Limited on the Osu Children's Home lands. Here's a Deputy Minister's response.
The Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection has not gone into any agreement with private investors with regard to the Osu Children's Home lands.
The Deputy Minister, Dela Sowa, further explained the ministry's position.
Again, there were no records to show that the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources had responded to the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations request to lease the landed property of the Osu Children's Home when CADS Contract and Services Limited matter was referred to it. We have since not heard anything from CADS Contract and Services Limited, and neither has the Ministry engaged any private investors in any discussion on the lands of the Osu Children's Home. Mr. Speaker, the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection does not intend to go into any agreement with any private investors on the Osu Children's Home.